Six Figure Developer Podcast, the podcast where we talk about new and exciting technologies, professional development, clean code, career advancement, and more. I'm John Calloway.
I'm Clayton Hunt.
And I'm John Ash.
We're going to try something a little bit different today. This week, we're going to talk about our favorite programming books.
So why don't we get started talking about the first book, sort of the first book that was most impactful to you and just kind of most meaningful to you?
Sure. So the first book that I remember carrying around from job to job and taking it to and from work and reading it nights and weekends was Inside Microsoft SQL Server 2000. It was a great book. It really taught me a lot about how to interact with databases because websites and applications were becoming a little bit more advanced and needed a database backend. And a lot of my early work in my career was as a database developer, writing a lot of stored procedures and DTS packages, SSIS packages, and things like that. And the amount of information in that book was just fantastic.
My first book was actually a set of books. It came in a kit. It was the Game Programming Starter Kit. We bought it at a Books A Million in the late 90s. And it came with Visual C++ 1.0, and it walked all the way through creating a 2D game and then building up to a 3D game. I didn't ever quite get to the 3D game, but I spent hours poring over the code in that book, or that set of books. It was like four books. One of the nice things about programming books, especially back in the day, was that the code was almost never correct. So you picked up quite a bit of skill just by fixing the code in the books to make it actually work. That was a lot of fun.
Ash, what about you?
So my first book, and I guess I'll kind of do a little bit of two here, but my first book was actually a PHP, you know, MySQL and JavaScript handbook. But that probably wasn't the one that I would say is sort of most important to me. It was really important because kind of when I got started, there was a ton of, you know, I was digging into web development and trying to understand what was going on and trying to understand how and kind of put web applications together. And it gave me that sort of complete reference. But the book that was probably like most important to me would be Clean Code by Robert Uncle Bob Martin. And that one really just, I think, sort of elevated. It's the first one to really elevate my programming ability and take it away from the technology and say, kind of, these are the practices that I should be following. So that's really why. And I mean, that's obviously a great book for me even today.
Yeah, I remember toting around a collection of Rocks books on language specific topics. Early VB.NET, C#, you know, anything specific to something that I was diving into or taking on as a role or a position. But, you know, they're good books for their time and for their purpose, but a lot of those become, you know, antiquated pretty quickly with the rate of change in software is so much that those don't stay on the shelf or stay relevant very long. So I think you get a lot more value out of books like Clean Code.
Are you telling me that my How to Build a Shopping Cart in ASP.NET is no longer a valid book?
It's a valid book. It'd be great to prop up your monitor.
Another thing to remember is also sort of the evolution of the internet and how prevalent that information, the technology specific information, the improvement of documentation has all driven, you know, sort of those technology specific information to be transferred onto the internet where you can quickly update it as the technology changes. And that really allows for those documents to be a lot more up to date, a lot more accurate and easier to access. So whereas like the older days, we didn't necessarily, I mean, the internet was there. You certainly could get to it, but the documentation wasn't as good, and it was nice to have a hard reference.
Yeah. As the oldest one of us on this call, I can remember when Al Gore invented the internet, and books were the place that you went to get the information.
It was either that or the, what was it, like 8 discs for the MSDN reference?
Yeah, I didn't have that in the very beginning, so.
I acquired them somehow. I can't remember exactly how. It probably wasn't legal.
And it fell off a truck. So with that, what are some good beginner or basic books that someone just breaking into programming and development technologies might look into?
I mean, I'd say an absolute must read is the one that Ash just mentioned, Clean Code. There's no other book from a code standpoint that I feel delivers a agnostic view of just how to program well, quite as good as quite as well as that book does. For professionalism, I would recommend the pair book to Clean Code, which is The Clean Coder. I know, John, you've read that one as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Both of us.
All the Johns.
Yeah, I would say absolutely that Clean Code and The Clean Coder are absolutely must reads. Recommend them to everybody I work with, everybody on my team. They're sitting on the shelf behind me or to my side, and they're thoroughly heavily used. So I still go back and refer to them often.
Yeah, you've got one that neither I nor Ash have read that is recommended quite a lot, though. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that one?
So Code Complete 2 is the second edition of the Code Complete book, and it is hefty. You can kill a lot of cockroaches with this thing. But it was one that was recommended to me by a very senior developer when I first got started, and really looked up to him and respected his opinion. So that was one of the books that I wanted to be sure to go out and get and read through. So that's another one that I would highly recommend to anyone either breaking into the industry or really doubling down and taking their craft more seriously.
What kind of information exactly is in that book? Which I guess we didn't cover for the other books, but...
Pretty much anything and everything as it pertains to software development, which is why the title Code Complete.
So just a bag full of everything software development.
Yes.
Going back, just to sum up Clean Code, I guess the main body of topic in Clean Code is how to structure your code, how to write your code in a manner that will cause the changes that are requested over time for your application, those changes will be easier to make using certain programming principles, the solid principles, and other practices that include naming and structuring your functions in a particular way. I guess that's most of it. Is there anything I left out?
I believe it does go into some test-driven development as well.
Yeah, it's more... Yeah, I would say it's more deliberate in how to write code. Whereas, like I mentioned before, the Rocks books that I used to carry around and dig into when learning specifics of a particular language are great for giving you the syntax and finding out which binaries and which libraries to use to assemble to write an application. But Clean Code and the clean and not so much the Clean Coder, but certainly Clean Code and Code Complete are more about how to structure an application and how to be more deliberate in writing of applications.
Now, the Clean Coder, sort of as the name sort of implies, is definitely directed towards the coder themselves. You know, who should they be and the kind of professional behaviors that they should kind of stand by, as opposed to like what your code should look like.
Now, one thing that we haven't included in our beginner section is the next book coming up. And I do think that every single developer should read the next book. Like it's not up for negotiation. Everyone should read it.
So let's talk about soft skills. What are the best soft skills books that we'd recommend?
Yeah, so we're talking about John Sonmez's book, Soft Skills, the Software Developer's Life Manual. And that was a book that I think, Clayton, you recommended to me. And I listened to on Audible when I was moving from Kentucky to Florida. I put it on repeat and listened to it straight through several times at a little bit higher rate of speed, and really thoroughly enjoyed it. And it was more about being deliberate as a developer, but it's also taking control of your career and your own destiny as a professional.
Yeah, it covers a lot of ground. There are probably parts of that book that you don't necessarily need, but it is exactly what it says. It's a life manual for software developers, and that's why I say it's an absolute must read. You definitely should read the other books: Clean Code, Clean Coder, Code Complete. I'll get around to someday. But Soft Skills really is a must read. There's nothing in that book that I wouldn't recommend to every developer.
I like you, Callaway. I listened to the Audible version, which is also read by John Sonmez, and he does an excellent job in that. And you get a couple extra nuggets where he stops and begins breaking down his own book a little bit. So kind of give that a little bit of a plug.
Yeah, I really like the in the Audible version. I really like how he adds extra information that's actually not in the printed book.
Yeah, and Ash, you've got another book in this section that I had not heard of until you put it on the list.
Yeah, Steal the Show by Michael Port. It's a really excellent book. It's Michael is actually more of an actor, and he really talks about sort of presentations. He talks about sort of the idea of fake it till you make it, sort of getting over a lot of what we see in the industry with sort of the fear that you're going to be found out.
Imposter syndrome.
Yes. So he talks a lot about that sort of thing, and is a fantastic book, especially if you're looking to just advance your career, and you know whether you're talking about just doing presentations inside of your work, working with people, talking with people, or just you know, trying to do something like public speaking.
And Clayton, you and I were talking about something completely unrelated in the last week or two about you know, how to succeed in other aspects of our life or other projects that we may be working on. And you mentioned how when you discovered test-driven development, that kind of became the light bulb moment. You want to tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll move into more conceptual books?
Yeah, sure. So the discussion that John was referencing, I basically said something like, or my experience in the past before TDD was that I would start writing an application, and at some point I would run into a change in the behavior, either something that I discovered I needed to do or something that a customer had requested. And that change in behavior was just something that the application could not do. A lot of times my answer was just, oh, well, I'll just rewrite the whole application again. So I wrote several applications 4, 5, 6 times. You know, at the end of it, you get really good at rewriting the whole application, but it's kind of absurd to do that.
That's not really something that scales very well either.
No, it really, really doesn't. Especially once you hit like an actual corporate world. I mean, these were applications that I was writing, or that I worked at a small service provider. So we hosted a few applications for a few local customers. So they requested a change, I don't know, once every 3 months or something. It wasn't a big deal. But the second you start working for a corporate entity, there's changes every day. And you definitely can't go and rewrite the application that's taken 3 to 5 years to write. It's just, you can't do it. So I was looking for a way to, I don't know, make it so I didn't have to rewrite the applications. And that's when I came across Uncle Bob and Clean Code and test-driven development. And it sounded like a really great solution for the problem that I was having. And so I spent roughly 6 months just running my head into a wall, trying to understand how this thing worked. But then once I actually understood TDD and I understood the solid principles, all of my code just kind of starts to fall in line. I don't need all the information to start writing code. I can start writing code right now. You tell me a little bit, I can start writing the code. And it doesn't matter what curveball you throw at me, I'll have a solution coded up, you know, in a relatively short amount of time. The conversation with John was that I would love to have the ability to apply that technique in life. So like, I don't know how to, well, the specific situation was that I don't know how to do sales, or I don't know how to manage a business. So if I don't know how to do those things, is there a technique that I could use that would allow me to do what I can do while learning and adjusting, so that I never run into a situation where I've just, you know, taken a turn down a narrow alley and I can't get out. I don't know why John decided to bring this particular conversation up, but it was something I was thinking about, interested in, looking to see if it existed publication somewhere, if anybody had kind of come up with a test-driven lifestyle or something, you know? And I know some agile practices outside of test-driven development can help with that, and those are applicable to business and other things. But it'd be really nice if there was, well, there's probably not a silver bullet, but, you know, it'd be nice if there was a silver bullet that would allow you to do that, to just kind of test drive your life. What's that got to do with books, John?
I was more so interested that you commented that once you stumbled upon TDD, that really your programming and software development life became so much easier.
Oh, yeah. For the types of applications I write, using TDD and the SOLID principles, they basically just write themselves. There's not a whole lot of effort that needs to be put in, unless I, you know, I'm doing something that is actually intensive, like heavy algorithms or game programming or something. But even with that, it makes the solid code and test driven code makes those things a lot easier as well.
So leading off these conceptual books, sort of the books that you might want to read if you're trying to take it to the next level, right? How would you get started with test-driven development?
Well, there's plenty of options out there, right? There's loads and loads of information on test-driven development. If you want to know that you're doing it correctly, if you want to know that you're on the right path, my suggestion would be to start with Kent Beck's original test-driven development book. He lays out how to do TDD, what TDD is, good practices, bad practices, and he even, in the course of the book, steps you through writing a testing framework so that you understand exactly how all of that works. He writes it in Python, but you could really apply the code and the suggestions that he's making to any programming language.
Yeah, and I think I borrowed your, Clayton, I think I borrowed your copy of Refactoring, Improving the Design of Existing Code by Martin Fowler. And really enjoyed that one quite a bit. Was that the book that I borrowed from you? Or?
If it is, do you still have it?
I don't believe so, but I'll be sure to check.
I've created lending libraries at a lot of the companies that I've gone to, and sometimes nobody touches the lending library; books never get picked up. And then other times, the developers do get involved and they start lending out books. And then I don't know where my books have gone and they never get returned. I mean, I'm happy if it improves the, you know, the overall knowledge of the developers, but they are not cheap books.
Refactoring is a book that I really enjoy. I haven't read it cover to cover per se, but what I really like about it is Martin Fowler really goes into like the idea of code smells and then the specific things to how to diagnose those code smells and what to do. And I find that to be a really nice sort of reference and way of thinking in the way that book is sort of presented.
Well, there's a in that particular book, there's a case study that's used for a good portion of the book, right? A video store.
Yes.
And he shows some really, really good refactorings for the code that's in the video store.
Yeah, and the next book that I had on the list was Writing High Performance .NET Code by Ben Watson. And we had Ben on an earlier episode of the podcast back when he just had the first version of the book, and it's an excellent version. And I think, I don't remember if we mentioned on air or before or after recording, but mentioned to him that he really needed to provide an updated version with more .NET Core examples. And lo and behold, he has a new version of the book out that looks to be close to double the size and content. And so I've had that, got that one on order, and I think we've given it away, given away a copy for our meetup that we host as well. But just another excellent book on really digging into the deep dive internals of .NET and .NET Core on writing high performance applications and what that means and how you can achieve that.
So that one goes pretty deep. Is that a heavy read, or is it pretty easy to take in?
It's not a heavy read. It's pretty easy. A lot of it is tips and tricks and tools to use to measure for performance and measure for bottlenecks and advice to where you can improve performance. And probably the largest topic or the deepest topic might be garbage collection and how to manage that how best to avoid the pitfalls that you could fall into with dealing with garbage collection.
Excellent. And then a book that I was actually referring to someone today, Head First Design Patterns by Eric Freeman and Elizabeth Robson. That one's a lot of people sort of talk about the Gang of Four, the design patterns book, which is an excellent reference, but it is a absolutely heavy read. Head First, I think, approaches it immensely better. I find it to be a book that just sort of captures the ability to present those patterns and sort of consume that and remember it in a much more palatable manner.
Yeah, I've also got that on my list as well. And like you, Ash, the Gang of Four book it's a great book, but man, that's probably the most difficult read I've ever attempted. Not that I really did a whole lot of reading in school, never really read any of the assignments, but you know, when I do read, it's usually a technical book, but that one is very just incredibly difficult. The Head First Design Patterns book is a great book. All the examples are in Java, which is close enough to my preferred language of .NET. And all the examples are perfectly easily understood if you're familiar with either language, and probably if you're familiar with a variety of other languages as well.
Just like all the other Head First books, it tries to keep you entertained and awake. So,
yeah, and to follow up on that one, I've got another one on my list, Game Programming Patterns. And like most developers, I had an early interest in game programming. Like Clayton, I had one of the early package book and CD companion bundles, opened it up and saw the size of the book and just put that aside, never looked at it again.
No determination.
I think I might have still been in high school at that point and really sitting down and trying to digest that was very, very difficult for me at the time.
You must not have had C++ in 21 days, because that one only takes 21 days. You can learn all of C++.
The book's like 3 inches thick.
Also in high school, the closest I got to a computer was my keyboarding and word processing class. But the great Game Programming Patterns book is another excellent book. It's got a lot of examples on how to use the patterns as they're described, and you can apply that to your day-to-day life in software development. I'm not sure many of us will have a chance to use a game loop, but other than that, a lot of the patterns translate pretty well.
Plenty of developers use game loops, just not on purpose.
Okay, so don't use a game loop. How about that?
For anyone who doesn't know, a game loop is essentially an infinite loop, just running the same code over and over and over again until the game exits.
So before we talk about the last one, you live moved a book that would have been in this section to a section that we had already talked about, which was The Pragmatic Programmer by Andy Hunt. Would you like to talk about that one real quick?
Yeah, I moved that one back up to the beginner section and wasn't going to mention it and just throw in the show notes as an honorable mention, but Ash caught me. So that was another early book for me that might belong in my first books that was recommended to me by a software developer that I was working with that I respected pretty heavily or pretty highly and really enjoyed that. It's a relatively small book compared to some of the others on the list and another easy read. So that one was just as enjoyable as any. So if you're looking for an enjoyable, good read that made it to the recommendations list, then I would say add that one to your list.
So would you put that one over any of either the other ones or in addition to, or you just feel like it could be an alternative?
I would say from my recollection, I wouldn't put it above any of the others. It's been a while since I've read it, and that's why I was comfortable just making an honorable mention. I think some of the other books are a little bit, at least in my more recent read and memory, a little bit more applicable or a little bit more informative. But that one, it from my memory, is on par with any of those.
Okay. So then I guess the last one that I would mention, and this is a little bit of a controversial one, just perhaps, but Clean Architecture, it's sort of, if you will, the third one in the Uncle Bob's Clean Code books. And this one just came out last year. I think it is a little bit repetitive to the other ones, but I think it does a pretty good job kind of emphasizing more on similar concepts, but sort of applied at a bigger picture.
Yeah, I would say not a controversial book, but it was one that I was happy to see on the list simply because I enjoy the other two so much and got the third one here and read through it and felt that it was largely derivative of the first two. I would be curious what my perception and what my opinion would be had I read this one first. So if anybody out there has read this one first and not the other two, or read this one first and the other two, I'd be curious to know what your opinion is. But if you've read the other two, I would be comfortable skipping this one. If you haven't, I would certainly say that this one is a valuable book as well.
Is there anything in this one in Clean Architecture that isn't provided in the other two books that would be good enough to take a look at it?
I would say it's constructed a little bit differently. Maybe I might say better, a little bit.
It's more concise with the topics, the general topics and the general idea, right? It's sort of covering all of the other ones, the same things that are covered in the first two Clean Code books, but in a smaller package almost.
Yeah, I would say with these two, with the two earlier books and having watched many of the videos on the Clean Coders website, most of the information I'd already gotten before.
Okay. I mean, I guess we kind of did talk about some of the first books, but of these books, could we pick five that we would say the ones to get started with, the first five to read?
Throw my vote in for soft skills, like definitely soft skills.
All right. So Clayton says soft skills. I would say Head First Design Patterns. If you're interested in design patterns, that has to be your first stop. Ash, what about you?
Well, I think we could probably throw in Clean Architecture since it kind of does cover both of those the other two, Clean Code and Clean Coder, to kind of do a twofer.
All right, so that's three.
I was wondering. I haven't read it, but the Code Complete seems like a pretty solid one there, and then the Test Driven Development. What do you guys think about those two options?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, and I would say that Code Complete would count as two books, so that would round us out. it's a big book.
What books haven't you guys read that you have sort of on your list?
Clayton already said that he's got to read through Code Complete.
I apparently have to read through Code Complete. I haven't read Clean Architecture, but you guys are saying that maybe I don't need to. I have a couple books that I have in my inventory. I have the Structured Interpretation of Computer Programming or Computer Programs. It's actually a really old book, but it's really, really, really good, according to everyone who's read it. And Cracking the Coding Interview, which is a good book for learning algorithms, recommended by John Sonmez, who wrote Soft Skills.
Is that the book that like talks about like Google's interviewing process or something like that?
It does talk about I think specific interviews, but it's more teaching you algorithms. So it's I don't know, it may or may not help you in the interview, but I'm looking at it for learning algorithms, not for getting in an interview.
And one book I'm looking forward to reading is It Doesn't Have to Be Crazy at Work. By DHH and maybe Jason Fried as well. Saw that they had an early tweet several months ago that announcing the publication of this book and would be shipping sometime in early October. So probably by the time this episode is live, it should be out in all the places where you might look for books. Having worked at a number of jobs and a number of different projects that were crazy, looking forward to finding out how and why and how to avoid or how to recover from a crazy work environment.
Step one, get everybody at work to read the book. all of them.
So next on my list is Domain Driven Design by Eric Evans. And it's obviously a book that's certainly been out there for a while. But I'm just looking forward to, I think it has, it offers a lot of sort of applicable ideas about how to organize the applications and the data and the models. So there's a lot of different things that sort of are applicable and can kind of be abstracted out, even if you're not following a sort of strict domain design workflow or project. So
yeah, I want to read that one as well. I've got it on my shelf. I grasp the big picture concepts of domain driven design, but I definitely want to learn the minute details. Again, that's another one that you're going to have to get like the business to also read it. Have fun.
And of course, we'd like to hear from you. So if you guys out there in Radio Land have any specific recommendations for technology books or otherwise, hit us up in the comment sections below or on Twitter or any of the social medias.
If you liked this episode, please like, rate, and review on iTunes.
Find show notes, blog posts, and more at sixfiguredev.com.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at SixFigureDev.
This has been another episode of the Six Figure Developer Podcast, helping others reach their potential. I'm John Calloway.
I'm Clayton Hunt.
And I'm John Ash.